Yes, I'm just saying the whole thing.
I was just speaking to him.
And you?
Spoke to him.
You?
Was speaking to him.
Did you just think about that? And say, all day long, I...
Thought about that.
In the process, you might say.
I was thinking about that. Have been thinking about that.
Sure. You want to know what possessed a person to do something peculiar. You say, I wonder what him do that.
What made him do that?
Okay. I don't think he did that, but some people
do.
Do.
Think.
Yes, but I would say, just take out the do.
Some people think that he did.
And I don't necessarily say he did it, but they
say he did it.
Right. Now we're
change this, Steve. I'm shifting.
No, that's finger. Okay. As long as it's facing you. Now, a dwelling a person lives in is a
house,
and the plural is
houses.
And the largest outbuilding on a farm is called the
barn.
And the a building for storing corn.
Bin.
Okay. How about the upper part of the barn?
The loft.
All right. And then a large collection of hay out in a field.
Stack.
All right. And a smaller one? Maybe a tied up? Or stack, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Something smaller than a haystack.
I know the way, but wait a minute. Bale?
Okay. I was thinking of something like a haycock or a shock or a tumble.
Oh, yes.
Any of those. A shelter for cows.
Stable.
Okay. How about a place where cows are staked or penned for milking?
A shed.
Okay. A shelter or enclosure for hogs and pigs.
A pen.
How about the place where milk and butter are stored?
A dairy.
Okay. And the place outside near, in fairly close, where the stock is kept and fed.
The yard, the barnyard.
Okay, and then if they're allowed to go out?
Pasture.
All right. And if something where a single crop, a small area out in the land that's farmed, a small...
field.
Yes, now how about something smaller than that? They're just raising a little tobacco.
Garden.
Okay. Or would you ever use patch?
Yes.
And what, for instance, what the...
You'd say a corn patch.
Okay, and that would be what? How would you describe that as opposed to a cornfield?
Smaller. Okay. A small area.
All right. Now, would you name some different kinds of fences?
Rail, split, wire, board fence.
All right. Now, when you say a rail fence, you mean a split rail fence?
Yes.
Now, what? How do those? Have you seen those?
Yes.
And how are they? How are they joined?
They're laid one on top of another.
And then just
at angles.
At angles, all the way across mm-hmm. the field. So there's actually no corner.
There no.
Be no corner. I see. And then now you said a board fence. You're ready to get
off. A Northwest,
uh-huh.
And he was with International Harvester for a long time. He's a very interesting person. Mm-hmm. He's a brilliant mind. He's a very attractive looking person. And we all think when he is in the pulpit, he has more grace than anybody
mm-hmm.
that we've seen. He really graces it. But he has the most beautiful diction I've ever heard, and I've listened to him. And I'm conscious of my failure in speaking correctly, but I've listened.